MCO Property Services. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Chris. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Is this a good time? Did you get the truck unloaded? Okay, great.
Yep, it's a good time.
So real quick, as far as the branding of the business, it's MCO Property Services, INC. Did you want the Inc. to be part of the branding of the business?
No, that's not necessary.
No, okay. I always recommend leaving the Inc. codes and LLCs off, but I did see it that way on the Angie's or Home Advisor. I did also see a physical street address, the 3843 Maid Marian Lane. You are, though, service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer, no one ever comes
exactly.
to you. Is that your residence?
Correct, and that's my, yes, it's my residence, and then the office is next to it. I don't want the address on there. If you can
No, that's what I wanted to be sure of. Because Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck, and they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then the website is mcopropertyservices.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's the website we'll be promoting for you. It does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is the number you want your customers to call. And then, Chris, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the website has customer service at mcpropertyservices.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Well, actually, no. Let me just give you my personal email.
Perfect. Yeah, this is really just for us to use.
Email.
Yeah, we wouldn't be using it to promote for your business, but for us to contact you. Of course, everything has the click-to-call feature, so your customers will call you, but we use phone, text, and email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those?
Phone call works. Email is good.
Okay.
I'd prefer one of the two.
Phone or email. And what is the email address?
colson@mcopropertyservices.com.
And the first part again? Before the at?
colson.
And that is S like Sam. Colson?
Yes, colson.
Gotcha. Perfect.
My last name's Olson. My first name's Chris.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I was going to ask you. That would have been my next and I think my last question, just to get some basic information here. Now, we are going to do what's called a client interview. So we'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we do want to kind of go over like hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, etc. And then I do need to read a voice verification because we are Google partners. It's required of us. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service, that it is that flat rate. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. I'm actually required, Mr. Olson, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Chris. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
MCO Property Services.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Olson, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Olson, President.
Okay. And Mr. Olson, as the president of MCO Property Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Chris, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Kind of a silly question, but we do have to ask. It's not a card you found off the street or anything like that. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Olson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Wouldn't it be kind of pointless to pay for it if not?
You know, I feel exactly the same way, and it's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or worse still, mailbox full or not set up. I mean, it's a concern for me because not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. They're my client. But I know if I was a customer trying to call them and I get, you know, mailbox not set up, I'm not going to try and call back. I'm going to call somebody else, and we wouldn't want you to miss those opportunities.
So I do that.
You answer the phone. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then the next part says, of course, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your business. We, of course, would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Olson, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah, well, do I have to tell you about Thumbtack, too? That's another one that...
Oh,
you
have Thumbtack. Okay, let me put that in the notes.
I plan to cancel that one.
You do, okay. It's a lead-based service, and there's no direct conflict with something like that. The reason that we ask, and we do it in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website, and of course we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit, like I said, in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. We're leaving off the ink and the branding of the business. We wouldn't want certain directories or something else popping up that someone else created that does have the ink. So just for consistency and things like that, we're not saying you can't hire someone else, but if you do, just let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including the waiving of the setup fee, and with it being, of course, a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I will waive, will be charged today, the 14th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Chris, that $199, again, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. And again, that rate will never go up on you. We are, of course, offering our services on a month-to-month basis, no contract. completely at will, which of course means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Chris, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Olson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Chris, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Mr. Olson, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. And is it Christopher Olson or Chris, any middle initial?
Christopher M. Olson.
You said M?
MCO Property Service. Yes.
Okay, you said M, not like, M like Mike, not N like Nick?
Correct. M as in Michael.
Okay, and then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with the 5, all MasterCards do. Mr. Olson,
yes.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5113.
Okay.
7998.
Mm-hmm.
8581.
Yes, sir.
4558.
And then the expiration month and year?
02/28.
02/2028. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
337.
337. So I've got 337, 337 on the back. I've got February or 02/2028 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Olson, was the card itself 51-13-79-98-85-81-45-58?
Correct.
And then is the billing address, the home address, the 3843 Maid Marian Lane, and that's 29302. In the next minute or so here, you're going to receive through our automated system a confirmation email, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It's option 1 or extension 1, and you can that's for client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. Chris, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about half an hour, so it gets you maybe just a few minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. I think I can get you in at 1 o'clock if that does work out for you. If not, there's also a 2. And then later on this afternoon, 4, 5, or 6.
Can we do 6?
6, yeah. So we'll schedule it from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Like I said, the call will get you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know if it's going to be 6:05, 6:10, or whatever the case might be. If I am, though, in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your interview technician and answer any questions that you might have. It might already be on a phone call, in which case they will call you on their own, and of course they'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. Just in case I am between phone calls, or, well, I guess even if I'm not, I did want to add just a little bit of added security here on your account. Just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with MCO Property Services, even if it's you, Chris, and we recognize your voice, we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, Mr. Olson, anyone who calls you and tells you they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question unprompted. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Max.
Max, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you got a
few. Yeah, I got the text.
Okay, yeah. Looks like you got the welcome email. You've got the Local Splash initial invoice email. You also got an additional email, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Google's making it a little bit more comprehensive to be verified. They just want to make sure that the businesses they list on the first page especially are indeed actual local businesses that will provide that service if called. So this is going to help us expedite the process, just make sure everything's Google compliant. You don't have to send us everything on there, but anything you can send us will help us out. So things like tools and equipment, your work vehicle. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
It's insured.
It's insured, okay. And then if you can send us any business card or any information like that, there's a There's a link on there that you can use to send us that. The one that we need you to see, though, is the other one, the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Chris, are you able to see that?
I will be in just a second.
No problem.
All right, let's just go. So what one am I supposed to be finding? The invoice, right?
Yeah, the Local Splash initial invoice, that's just where the link is to the written terms and conditions. So everything we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. Of course, Google is pretty much everyone's main focus. It is our main focus, too. It is, though, like almost 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing instead of Google. So that's a lot of opportunities and phone calls. And, of course, we want you to have that and get those calls. So we are going to mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there is a long line that goes all the way across it. And above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you, of course, to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name exactly as it appears. So it is case sensitive.
I have the invoice up, and I don't see anything that you're talking about.
There should be a link on the invoice email.
Please click here to accept the subscription term.
That's the one. Yeah. If you click on that, then it opens up what I'm talking about here. So if you scroll down at the bottom, you can either copy and paste your name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so the CM and O are capitalized. Middle initial of M is there, but not a period after the M, so it has to be an exact match. Once you've got your name in that box, do click the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it is that fixed flat rate, and we waived your setup fee, et cetera. Will also allow us to release the Google PIN card and verify that you are an active business in the area, and to also do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. Now, it looks like you're looking at the next page that asks you for a username and a password.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. You don't have to go that next step. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll very soon be using to access your tracking system, and our automated system actually thinks both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in. I can give you the username, but the password has not yet been generated. In the next couple of days, we're going to send you by text and email the username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. Of course, we have to do your client interview in that 6 o'clock hour first so that we can get all the information that we need to create the content that will then be tracked. You'll get a default password that you can change once you log into your account. Some people never change it, and that's perfectly fine. The username's been generated already, and it cannot be changed. Fortunately, it is very easy for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but there are no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so just the number, of course, 864-804-9138. And any correspondence to the support email, please do include your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same. You can send anything and everything there, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. When we do the client interview, they'll give you some information, including photos, photos, photos at localsplash.com. If you want, you can email the photos team directly. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Like I said, if I am in that available in that 6 o'clock hour, I'll be on that call. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That's just client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. So you've got that for your records. And then at 5 o'clock, our automated system will also send you an email reminder that the call is scheduled in that 6 o'clock hour.
Thank you.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, if I'm in between phone calls when they're ready to call you in that 6 o'clock hour, I will speak with you again before the end of the day. But if not, I appreciate your time. And welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going and getting that website out in front of more eyes and get you more phone calls.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
No problem, Mr. Olson. I appreciate you, Chris. You do prefer Chris or do you go by Christopher?
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, yeah. That's how I've got it. Everything, though, officially sent out to Christopher M. Olson, but we'll have it in the notes here that you do prefer Chris. And, again, I appreciate speaking with you, Chris. You take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.